I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Is there a second? All in favor? We are all in favor. Going to turn it over to Lieutenant Chris Finnamore.
I just wanted to stop in and say hi before this new season started. We plan on working hand in hand with the Lake Association as well as the landowners. I'm going to have six guys out this year. We've decided that Cuba's slowed down quite a bit, so we might double up once in a while over here when it's on busy weekends and everything. We're going to try to keep patrols like we were last year, but we're going to be a little more concentrating on the evening hours and stuff this year, you know, see if we can control any of the problems with jet skis or anything like that. Other than that, I just wanted to stop in and say hello, and it's a pleasure again. I hope everybody had a nice long winter like I did after I sold my snowmobile the year before. If anybody has any questions, the board has my number, and you're more than welcome to call. We're going to start the last weekend in May as usual and go right through the summer. And we're going to be over, we're going to try to break up the week a little bit too. I've got, like I say, some of the young bucks that I've got working for me right now are really into it, and they'd like to stop over here a few evenings during the week, which I don't know if it's warranted. Last year, everything went quite well in both lakes. We had a lot of good feedback from both associations. And we're here for your beck and call, basically. Whatever anybody needs on and around the lake. If there's any complaints, you know, law enforcement-wise, and the troops can't handle it, or MCON can't handle it, don't be afraid to talk to my guys, because they're going to have a patrol vehicle over here, too, while they're coming over to work. And they can come off the lake just as quick as not to answer any criminal complaints. So.
Okay, we're in the process of working on our launch, because we have a lot of people that illegally launch their boats around the lake. Mm-hmm. And what we were thinking of doing in the future is having like maybe two or three different stickers, one for a full-time resident, you know, not full-time, but a resident of the lake, and people that come in on a weekend and get a sticker if they have a weekend pass, mm-hmm. and possibly a week pass. But would you, now if you were to go over a boat, I mean, you know, and they didn't have a sticker on it, would you legally be allowed to ticket this speaker? If you were legally in the lake without a sticker? That's what I'm just
trying
to
find out. Unless you put it into your ordinances, you know, because technically it's navigable waters in New York State, unless they're breaking some kind of navigation law or criminal law like that, or one of your lake ordinances. If you put that in, we could write them under that, but it would have to be okayed through, you know, you guys plus Albany, if you could do that.
Would it have to go through the towns basically before?
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah, and it would have to be something basically in your laws for the water. Mm-hmm. So, with us doing it through the NAV law, we could unofficially say, where's your sticker?
Right.
But I don't really want to tread into that area.
No,
too much.
I understand until we move it.
Right. If you get that in writing and on paper, and we can enforce it and write it as a fine or something like that, fine. That's no problem at all. We'll do whatever we can to work with you.
Now, if we ever do get that far and we did find them, would it have to go through the court in Rushford, or what kind of court would it go through?
See, we've run into that problem in the past already.
I'm just curious.
Because Candy Idea is kind of there and Rushford's kind of here. And I know we had some complaints last year because we were writing for one, not the other, and it's happened in the previous years too. And to be very frank, the reason we write for one and not the other is because we get what we want out of one, mm-hmm. and it seems to work better. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing against the other court system. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually more convenient.
All right. Another question: if you were to see someone illegally launch and in another area, but down in the creek. Mm-hmm. If you were to see them yourself, could you do anything about that specific? And that, just going into the water, backing in, and it's a non-launch area. Because we really only have one area in this whole lake that we're allowed to launch from.
I guess I'll put the same thing on the table until it's down on paper. I can't really not.
All right, so we'll just have to write that all up.
Right. I mean, like I say, if you put in your lake ordinances, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And we can enforce it if it's in there. And we can't write for that stuff. Mm-hmm. Because we have in the past, and actually I like writing on your ordinances better than NAV law. So, yeah, if you get that in paper, it's no problem.
Okay.
But, like I say, has anybody else got any questions for me over here? Like I say, I just basically want to stop over and say, you know, thank God winter's over, thank God the summer's coming. I got my Harley all ready to go, so I don't really,
What about the boat lift?
Mm-hmm. We We're just kind of curious. There was a mention of us moving the boat lift over to the backside of the launch area. Is there any more plans we can have on a small dock over there so we can move it over? Because right now it's where it is until we can get it over there. I don't really want to put it next to the launch itself on one of those docks. I just think it's too accessible. And with Maggie up the hill where we'd like to put it, I know that.
Either place is good.
Yeah.
If we could come up with a spot, if we could meet down there one day possibly, I'd be more than happy to meet down there. But I don't want to destroy anyone's view where we put the lift. Or we want to put it in a good area where you're happy and...
Oh, it's just in a more secure area, we feel, if it's over by the launch, and it gives us more accessibility to actually inspect the vessels and be if we
right
have to get out there.
Right next to the launch you're
talking. Right.
I know that.
Actually, you were talking on the backside.
On the backside.
Where the sheriff's lift had been for years, way back when Jonesy still was the county sheriff.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
But over there, that's where you would need the walkway to access the lift.
And it was mentioned last year about walking directly out to it. And nothing big, nothing fancy. I don't really care. Just something to put the lift on.
But after that, we met with Tom Thomas. He had come down here. And we talked about putting it to the dam side of the old launch dock. Under the tree, it would be the furthest east side of the old
whatever works.
Launch
we're
dock.
Not picking. It would just be a lot more convenient because we have the office space right there. If we have to arrest anybody, the vehicle will be there. It would just be a lot easier for us.
The people like the visibility of the sheriff being out there and. The car coming through there. Of course, everybody thought there was some incident, but once they learned that it just was a bigger visibility, they were happy.
Yeah, we'd just soon be over there, too, because where we're at right now, it's good. It's pretty secure. But if we've got the patrol vehicle sitting there, we need to access the building and everything. It's just much more convenient all the way around.
All right, Maggie, I could go down there tomorrow morning. Could you show me exactly what you're talking about?
Sure.
Okay, I'll stop down there at your house.
What?
You're talking, I think...
Going down the ramp.
Okay, just to the left.
We have the old dock. If you're facing the water going down the ramp, we have the old dock on the left-hand side, the new dock that was put in last year on the right-hand side.
Correct.
On the opposite side of the ramp side.
Further
so the
left.
Side closest, furthest east.
Furthest left. If you're standing there looking out.
If you're standing there looking at...
Further to the left.
Furthest side to the left of the old launch. Okay? That way that if the lift was put right there, they could use that small part of the old launch to walk, to enter the boat. Okay? Now, if you talk to Zenders, the people directly next door, okay, they have a complaint because all of these people that come in over the weekend to use the boat use that area. Now, Bruce and Kim have better than a 50-foot frontage, and they've got 20, 25 feet of frontage that they're allowed to use. So when you add to the fact, they're the ones that are right next to the fence.
Right.
Okay, now you get all these people, they use that place for their own little picnic, personal, tie up the boat. That's the same spot that a guy last year spent the night. Where he moored the boat and spent the night, because he didn't know.
Okay. Now, by placing the lift there, I don't know which lift it is, but would the wheel be on the right side? I'll have to go take a look at that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where the wheel is. I'll go down there tomorrow morning. They're movable. You can move them on either side. Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'll meet you down there tomorrow morning. I'll stop.
Whatever most convenient for, we're very flexible.
Okay, good.
Especially when I'm not going to be the one that's going to put it in there.
And with the board's approval, I'll make arrangements to have it.
Wait. You're not going to put it so that that lift takes up one side of the dock that's presently there.
It would take up.
Well, that's where people pull in to let people on and off.
They have the other side now.
You shouldn't. Excuse me.
There's two.
You should. Excuse me. You shouldn't take and tie up those other. Those I don't think you should tie those other sides of the docks up at all. This other dock should have been put in when the water was down. It's too late now, and I'm totally against tying up one of those two docks. I mean, it's busy in there, and a lot of times, if you got a boat coming in and a boat on the other side, people always pull in there to either let somebody off or put somebody on, and I don't think you should You know, if we only have two docks on the entire lake for people to get on and off, I don't think you should take one quarter of them away.
Well, actually, they're not pulling into the launch here, but they're just...
Well, they pull in to let people, you know, well, so they don't screw up where people are launching, they pull in the other side.
I understand.
Let's go on the backside of the launch.
Yeah, I think they're much better off.
Well, it would be, well, it, but yeah, but again, it won't be there this year. You won't be able to get it there this year.
All right, but just point out to me.
We're flexible.
I think our community dock is already counting on you being moved, actually. I heard a discussion.
Exactly. This is my, I know that we had discussed it last year at the last meeting that I came to.
And it was going to be moved. And they just repaired our community dock where you currently are. So you or someone might want to get in touch with Doug Crandall, who handles the community dock, to make sure that your lift is still... Because I think someone wanted to move into that space. Thinking you were going.
Why don't we have the dock committee and Lieutenant Fillmore go down, look at it, make a decision, because we're all discussing something that we can't see.
Okay. What would be a good time for you?
Whatever's good for you. I'm very flexible. No, I haven't got anything.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning's not good. Next week sometime.
Next week?
Yeah, anytime next week. I don't believe I have anything.
I'll be here like Monday in the afternoon. I'd be available, and I'm sure I can get a couple of people in the dock committee.
Okay, just give my office a call over there and...
Okay, Ron, do you have... I'll give you a call Monday and...
Yeah, I'll come over and take a look. And I say, we're not trying to disrupt anybody's docking or anything. It's just...
No, but the point is, there was, for the longest time, there was only two sides to the dock. There was one dock, two sides. Now there are two docks, four sides. All of the docking takes place in the middle. They've got that one side, and they pull in. I mean, they pull in because of the fact that it's the two docks there. They'll pull in on one side while someone else, you know, I watch it all day long.
Right.
So they've got access to their tie-up if there's a one person. Other than that, you find people that tie up there and they use it as their own personal mooring, and I don't think that that's what the intention of that dock was supposed to be.
Isn't the launch too busy, and don't people that are pulling their boats out have to pull into the dock, let someone out in order to back their vehicle in? Don't they need a place to do that?
Yeah, they do that. They have that on the other side.
One other spot. Isn't the launch too busy?
It's not a matter of the launch being too busy.
All right.
They flow through there.
Okay, we're going to move on. Okay, you're going to be...
We'll meet you.
Yeah, just give me a call, and I say, we're not out causing...
We'll find an area to make this work somewhere.
Actually, I'd like to have a nice cabin down towards the beach. It would be great. No, if there's anybody has any questions for me, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I didn't mean to stir up the waters.
Doesn't take much.
But get a hold of me Monday. We're very much, like I say, we're looking forward to this summer. We'll do anything that anybody, the Lake Association landowners want, anything to make it easier and better for everybody on the water. And like I say, if we need to come off the water, I've already talked to my guys. I got a meeting with them Monday morning. One of those times. That's right. Monday, I do have a meeting at 2:30. So if it's between noon and 2:30, that would be good.
Okay. Well, we have a meeting in the morning.
Yeah, we do.
So we should be out there by noon. Well, I will call you. Definitely.
Okay. All right.
I'll call you.
Don't come back.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with my guys Monday and inform them, like you say, if there's any of the landowners or anything that have complaints other than just on the water.
Okay.
We're more than welcome to help you out with that also. But again, thank you. Hopefully we get the dock issue worked out so nobody has to worry about where they got a dock. And we're looking very much forward to working with you people again this year. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you later. Give me a call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good evening, everyone.
We have Mr. Slotman. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. My purpose for attending is one I had asked and Rhonda, and I wanted to get permission or acceptance from the board regarding the charter or the establishment of the Lake District to a copy, which is public information.
Right.
She did have it available as I came in. And the reason that I need this or would prefer it performing a service for a friend of mine here at the lake. We were working on his dock. And the DEC appeared and issued me a ticket for excavating without a permit. And it's chapter, section 150505 of the ECL. And I informed the officer that once we got our permit from this district, we were told to call, in fact, Rhonda issued a packet regarding procedures. And in here, we called Region 9. Region 9 was a lady by the name of Mary Holman, and she informed us to look on the internet and determine for ourselves if a permit was necessary, knowing what we planned on doing and interpreting it. Now, on the internet and in your packet is a document that refers to construction, reconstruction, and docking facilities. And it lists procedures and conditions. But it also lists exempt activities. Construction, reconstruction, or repairing a docking facility for five or fewer boats and encompassing with its perimeter an area less than 4,000 square feet is an exempt activity. I felt very comfortable that one dock, 4 foot by 50, was well within this, you know, this interpretation. We proceeded with the construction. The DEC officer didn't agree with me on that. However, there's another document in the excavation and placement of fill in navigable waters that lists procedures and requirements for permits. But under exempt activities, an exemption from this requirement to obtain a protection of waters permit is for waters that are surrounded by land held in single private ownership at every point in their total area. It is my interpretation, and that's, I guess, where I'm going with this, is Rushford Lake, you own the land up to the 1450 mark all the way around the lake. I would interpret that to be another exemption, as it's stated, an exemption. DEC didn't see it that way. However, another document from DEC indicates that Rushford Lake is a 585-acre man-made reservoir and owned by the Rushford Lake District. And a fourth document from DEC specifically states Rushford Lake is a reservoir built by RG&E in 1929. In 81, the lake was sold to the Rushford Lake Recreation District. Thus, it is privately owned. So, how does the board feel about this lake? I guess, is it privately owned?
It's a question we really don't have the knowledge to be able to answer on a legal basis.
I understand. And
that is going to be a legal interpretation because our charter was given to us by the legislation.
Yes.
And both towns and the school district had to approve the charter.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, still, our budget has to be approved by the town. The town mm-hmm. collects our taxes. So we are a special district within the municipality.
So is the fire district. So
right,
is
exactly.
Cuba.
Right.
And I'm a resident of Cuba, so I'm a little bit familiar with it.
So the answer is it needs a legal interpretation.
Thank you. I have a meeting scheduled for next Wednesday with administration at DEC regarding topics and interpretations because I fought this. I fought it not because of the fee. I fought it from the principle of we were told to look it up on the internet. We did so. We made an interpretation. The owner happened to be a gentleman by the name of Andrew Geist. And Andy is a building inspector. He deals with interpretations all day long. We went to work. And this officer came in like a bull in a china factory, and he was pretty ugly. The charge, he wrote the law, the section of the law, 150501, that tells you you cannot place fill in navigable waters and you can't excavate. But he added words to that law in his statements, and he added the word rutting, and he accused me of, we used a track machine to go out to do the job, to displace the minimum amount of ruts, if we will. Water's coming up, the frost is going out, and we've got a short window to do a job. And with a track machine, as you drive and turn, you scuff, you throw up clods. He's calling that an excavation. So I fought it from the standpoint, again, it's an interpretation. Did I truly go out and excavate? We drove out. At your meeting, we were advised that no equipment or materials be left on the beach. Every day we had to bring back in one more travel across the soft areas and back out again. So I tried to explain that, but it was a conflict between an officer and myself, and it didn't go well. The end result was, and it has nothing to do with this board. My reason for being here is I needed this document, and I wanted to let this board know that the process, your people helped us with a permit. I'm an outsider from this facility. You helped us. You gave us information. We did a job with your approval, and your committee is capable of handling. Do we need a third party coming in and harassing, whether it's a homeowner or a contractor, over something that's, quote, rutting? There are no, I've got pictures that he gave or he took, but there's no depth measurements. There's no width, depth, length, just what happened. But to work on the beach, there's only a certain time window you can do it. And nobody intentionally goes out and makes the big ruts. We didn't use wheel machines. We did it purposely, I guess what's called best management practices. So we're at the point where I'm waiting for an interpretation from DEC because I don't believe the ticket he issued was a valid ticket. There were other complications. One, he never signed the ticket. Any document that's issued anywhere has to be signed. Write your paycheck. Make it a million if you don't have to sign it. Buy a hunting license if you don't sign it. So I've argued with the DEC over many issues here. The ticket not being signed, he never issued me a ticket for 5 days from the day he complained because he didn't know the law. He had to go and try and find a law that would meet the conditions that he witnessed. And again, these are issues of just harassment. The final outcome of that ticket, the judge declared in December. This was April 2nd. In December, I have a court order from the judge dismissing me of all charges. I was deprived of a fair trial. I was deprived of a fair and speedy trial. And for information for the board, the day of trial, in the beginning they threatened me with a $10,000 fine. Then they came down to $500. Then they came down to $250. The day before trial, they said $100 and plead guilty, and it's over. I will back up and tell you they charged me criminally. This was not a civil offense. In the very beginning, the DEC said, plead guilty to a civil charge, or we'll charge you criminal. Because I wouldn't plead guilty, they made it a criminal charge. For driving on the beach to do a job, I get pretty hot. The end result is 1 hour before trial, the ADA from Allegheny County called the judge at his residence and told the judge I pled guilty to a reduced charge and there's no reason for trial. I appeared in this building with no judge, no DEC, and no ADA present. And I sat here with my witnesses because they didn't get here. And this guy had the guts to lie to the judge that I pled guilty to something. And for 258 days, I insisted on my innocence with these documents. My interpretation, and I was told in the beginning my interpretation. So Wednesday I go to DPD for some interpretations. I truly hope, and it has nothing to do, this board has been phenomenal. The committee with the DOC process was informational. Everything went smooth. I would love to see you have total control of those procedures and leave this harassment out of the picture. These are your residents, your people, their friends, their contractors. Help them. Don't drag them in the mud.
Thank you. Your point was made, I believe.
Thank you.
Why are we governed so by the DEC?
Because Why? They have the right to do that.
Why? No, Dick, that's not an answer.
That's not a question for this board, quite frankly.
Yeah, it is, because senator. You represent us, and we're the ones
senator.
Being harassed by the DEC.
You don't have control over the DEC. They have control of these waters.
Unfortunately, and we're going to end it here, I will just say, having worked for our county government, there are a lot of state mandates that we do not like. We're getting a courthouse shoved down our throats. We do not want it. We have no choice. DEC is another situation.
Yes.
We have no choice, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Thank you for your time. It's strictly informational because of it does represent the permit process here.
Thank you.
You lucked out that they didn't come to your house and ransack it.
He entered my house without my permission.
There you go.
He showed up and walked in.
He had the right to do that.
I don't believe that.
Well, he does.
Okay,
there is no control of them.
I have a meeting, like I say, within minutes. I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with the court. Next Wednesday is a meeting with DEC.
You should let us know.
Who can be present at this meeting?
Anyone. It's going to be in Allegheny at the Allegheny office. And my request, it is not a meeting through law enforcement. It's not the law enforcement division. It is administration.
Excuse me, does that pertain to this issue?
I am filing charges against the DEC and the ADA. Only because of infractions that are unfair.
Okay, we need to move on.
Okay,
hurry up. Okay.
The only advice I can give you, once we give you an approval for a dock repair or rebuild or a new dock, is we tell you to go to the DEC. Get it in writing from the DEC that you have the permission to go into the water with your equipment, and then protect you. You have to cover yourself. Totally. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, okay. Moving along to requests.
Okay,
first request.
Okay, I'm going to start off with Vanek and Muncy. I spoke with James Kay approximately 2 weeks ago, and he's going to be coming up here in May. And we're going to go out there with another commissioner and possibly one or two people from the DOC committee. James Kay. I just wanted to update. There was a couple that I told Debbie that I was going to add on there. And we're going to go out there next month, and we're going to look the situation over to see if we can possibly get onto that dock, or leave it at two dock, and we're going to try to work it out from there.
As far as we know, everything is in limbo right now, right?
Because we have them at.
James K. told me that if any against Fonzie, if it does go to a four-slip dock, that you would have first, you would be able to, whatever the bill is to build this, you know, if it is approved, they would split it four ways. If it is approved, and you would still have your rights to the other dock and a Vaniac and, you know, or Bonsai.
Now, is this going to be a floating dock?
Well, the first section that I've seen a drawing for would be stationary. You know, it would go out like approximately to where it is now. Then it would be a floating dock attached.
What's to keep the dock from pushing out
This is what we have to go over, the depths of the water, you know, how deep the water is, where the pores are going to be soft.
About 30 foot right off the end of my dock.
I understand it. These are things that we have to discuss. We know the different levels now and where we drop the water to, and the dock, who knows, it may rise and it may not work. It probably won't work. I don't know. I can't say. I mean, if this is done, we're not going to say that it's going to stay in place, because I don't know how the ice is going to react to it. These are things that we have to discuss.
Another thing pertains to the dock. There are posted signs put up, and I chain link across the entrance to the dock. Now, is that something that Rushford Lake has done, or is that Evanac?
Right now, that is owned by the LLC, right? Well, anyway, they own that right now. It's chained off because of the stairway is dangerous, and the dock, last year, I know the dock was in disrepair, we wanted it cabled back.
We did, that has been done, yeah.
But this year, right now, everything's gonna be in limbo, actually until fall, until we come up with a solution.
Are we gonna be able to use the dock until such time as we're told not to?
Right now, I can't give you permission to cross over someone else's land. If it was below the 1450, I could say, go ahead, but anything above there, this board doesn't have any control over. Does anyone else have anything to add to that?
So we can't use the boat off center?
So, actually, this year here, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you, I don't think you're gonna use your boat this year.
That's ridiculous. This has been going on for a year now, you know?
I'm hoping that this will be solved by the June meeting. But I know that no construction is gonna be done until fall. Okay, Bob Weed put a request in for a lift, and there's plenty of room down there, so that I'd like to make a motion that we approve Bob Weed's lift to be installed on his property owned by, what's the name of the building, Bayview?
Ryan.
Is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion.
These are
different ones that were held back, right. I did go and look at, but they just weren't added to here. I'm just doing.
You're comfortable with it? It's fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll second.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have Nitzer, okay? The docks are okay. No, it's okay, he's gonna put two docks down there, one's a narrow one.
Is this an add to what's been done?
Yeah, and he's gonna add like a little L over on the one dock, and everything's okay, but he's gonna have to do some dredging down there, and he, Ron, to make sure that you do give him, in the letter, that he better contact the DEC before he goes in there with any equipment, and actually, I would like to see a copy of the DEC letter, have the DEC send you a copy of the letter, so we know that this was taken care of.
I just want to make sure,
because I know that people have been in the lake bed without permission.
So you've got the materials list, the dimensions, and the better drawings?
Yeah, I have the better drawings.
So you want to make a motion?
I'll move on. I saw the dock is done, so, yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, all in favor?
Okay, Mike Elliott, install a hoist in Area G, and it's L217, but the new dock number is 62, Rhonda, and it's okay for him to install the hoist.
Make the motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the hoist to be installed.
Is there a second?
Yep.
All in favor? Aye.
Hey, going back here, that L293, is that an old number?
Yeah, that would be a lake, that's an old one.
So that's a, okay. When I was down there, they had that plaque, and they didn't know if they should put it on their dock or not, and I really didn't know what to tell them.
Well, actually, we're having.
I told them, I said, I thought it was an old one, and you were reviewing it, so I said, don't put it on.
Leave it on until we get to it, then we'll know who it is, who actually owns it, and then I will replace it, we can remove it.
Is the only contact gonna be a letter to them? Just put in there, you should put the tag on the dock. Because that was part of the dock that they removed, They took off the old dock and made the new one. And he asked me what to do with that tag, and I said, I think it's an old one, I don't know that you need to use it.
He already has a new number on, right? So we don't need the old number, you can keep it.
No, we don't need the old number. If there's a new number on it, it's fine. We don't need the old number.
We don't need the old numbers. It'd be confusing to people anyway.
This 293, I think, was the one that was there.
Because the lake, the way it was numbered before, I mean, we would have like 50 here and 120 next to it, so it was really kind of tough. Okay, now this is James Jeffrey, 8581 Pleasant Drive, Rhonda. It's dock number 60, now the new number. The only thing we didn't check was his property, because he's a back lotter, and we just wanted to make sure that his, that he had a 500 square foot building, and his, and that his septic, you know, if his septic was tested or had to transfer, if his septic is good.
Yeah, he brought in everything.
Everything is okay.
I don't put it in front of you till they just...
Oh, okay, as long as, yeah, that's, that was the only question, so, okay. And I'd like to make a motion that we approve the transfer of the license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, and there's another one, Dwayne, I, Lane and James, it's in the circle, actually, it's area G, and the dock is B280, and the new dock number would be 101. For that, and that, the dock was in good shape, and I'd like to make a, I'd like to make a motion that we okay the transfer of the license.
Is that...
So this is just a transfer?
Yeah, that's a, yeah, it's a transfer, it's a transfer, it's a community dock.
And we have...
Oh, no, this one here, I believe 60 was a community dock. This one here was in a circle.
Right, 60's a community dock, this one was just in the...
It's just in the circle, it's an individual dock in the circle.
Going back to the one that's a community dock, is there a community dock agreement on file? There is, okay. Somebody make the motion?
Kevin.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Can I ask a question? Did, Rhonda, did you say that any of these that come to us, you check to make sure there's an agreement, there's a septic, and they're, they have 500 square feet, or they don't come to us?
Right, I make them, they have to submit their deed and a survey and a septic approval certificate. If it's in a community dock, they have to have from the...
Okay, so then we don't even have to worry about it. If they come to us, they're good with that part, okay.
If they don't, I just put it on the side.
Okay, good, thank you. It makes our job a lot easier.
Okay. Jeffrey Walsh, I couldn't locate the dock yet, so I'm gonna go out before our next meeting. It's a license transfer.
So we're tabling it?
We're gonna table this until our next meeting.
Motion? Motion to table. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Okay. This is something here. Okay, Stewart and Miller. Chuck Stewart and Shelley Miller. This is one of the add-ons I told you about. I just wanted to discuss it. They found a spot down on Trail 1 where they'd like to build either a community dock or two docks. They said there's probably room for three or four docks. I've been down in that area before, and there is a big gap in there. You know what I mean? There's a big gap.
I'm going to put objections here for the moment.
Okay.
I'm going to second the objections. We're violating our own rules.
And that area was already looked at to approve a dock for, and it was rejected a couple of years ago. And so before we do that, I think we need to look at all the reasons why it was rejected a couple of years ago.
Okay, we can look at all the reasons, but...
Before we make any approval...
Oh, no, we're not making an approval tonight at all. I'm telling you that they're gonna submit an application.
Right.
They're gonna submit an application for that area. But there is room down there. I've been down there. And I can think about it, you take the whole board down there. I understand, Kathy, but what I'm saying is...
It's the peninsula. Trail 1 is probably a real unique thing. Comes around this way, and there's a peninsula. And I know that there are problems down there, okay? Because I'm right there. And there is an empty space. There was a dock there at one time. There is an empty space. But I believe that there is already a dock that's been constructed in somebody else's space that should have been moved. And we need to, you want to go down there, I'll go down there with you and I'll show you all that.
We can go down there.
Because I've got the history on that.
Okay, if you have the history on it, I'd like to find out.
Is it across from you?
Yeah, it's kind of across from you. Is that...
That's where the sheds are down there.
Mm-hmm. You get through it through Trail 1, but you actually have to cross over people's property. But it was determined years ago that that peninsula would be used for other people. But there is a dock that is not in the right spot.
What do they call it?
We call it Turtle Bay.
Trail 1?
Yeah.
Just off Trail 1.
Just off Trail 1. But you come down Trail 1 and then you walk around and go way out and then back around.
Yeah. But I have a map where it shows that there is a little walkway all the way around in front of the property. There is a...
And it was, and that was done...
That was what it was intended for.
Correct, but I still say that there's a dock in the wrong place down there.
Okay, well, if there's a dock in the wrong place, we'll have to straighten it out.
And I think we have to talk about the fairness, what gives them the right over somebody else who's been on the lake.
Okay, I'll give you my opinion. Years ago, I bought my cottage, okay? And you can go back 40 years or whatever it was. People, all of the back lotters on the lake, when they first built or when they bought, they didn't have a dock. They formed associations, they found areas, and they built their community docks.
With the permission of the commissioners.
With the permission of
RG&E.
With RG&E.
Because RG&E is who created a bunch of problems.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, there are back lotters, you know, and and I was told this when I wanted to get my dock. I was shot down for a few times.
So they're looking because it's their right to look.
Yeah, they're looking, and if they find a spot, it's their, and if they're there first and they put an application in, that's, Debbie, you can say what you like. I mean, you have your own opinion, I have my opinion.
No, we've got a law. We have got a resolution.
Okay, let me say one thing. Right now, there's a resolution on back lot docks, right? Okay, why should one lakefront owner have six docks? And no, just think about it. If there is room for back lot docks or an expansion of a dock, there's docks going up in the creek that, I mean, that aren't even, they're not even residents. They have little trailers that they pull up, and these people are paying $6,000 or $7,000 back lot taxes, and they don't even have a dock. And if they go out and if they're eager enough to go find a spot, and we can make them happy or give them a dock, I'm 100% for it.
I say that there's enough lakefront properties for sale where people are paying tremendous, tremendous taxes. And if someone wants a dock bad enough, then they will buy a lakefront property.
Or they could rent one.
Or rent one. Although we don't take that.
No one's ever come to me and asked to rent my dock.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll walk that area with you.
Okay, we'll walk that area.
I'll walk that area and I'll show you where it's talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but I just want to let you know that you're going to be putting up. They're going to be putting an application.
The word guy's going to come back to bite us someday.
Okay.
We'll find a time to do that.
Okay.
Over the weekend.
We'll make a time. I'll only be here tomorrow, so if we can do it tomorrow sometime.
Okay.
Okay. Check Dale Young's dock on Sunset, okay? Last year, we told Dale to plant a tree. I went down there. There was like a little tree there. The tree's gone. All right. Dale was told to move his lift. The lift has never been moved. Dale was told to repair his dock because it was unsafe as you enter his dock. Nothing has been done. Okay? I'd like to make a motion that we temporarily tape off Dale's dock until these repairs are made, the lift is moved, and then once that's done, give us a call. We'll go down there and take a look at it. So that's my motion. I'd like to make a motion to tape off the dock, temporarily suspend his license until the work is done, and then the lift is moved.
Okay, I want to ask a question. Do we have it in writing that we told Mr. Young?
Rhonda,
and was there a date given when all of those things had to be completed?
There was a letter sent. I don't know about a date given.
It was last year.
Yeah, but I don't know if there was a deadline date given. I don't know.
Without suspending the license, give him 30 days to repair his dock.
If we don't have anything in writing that gave him a deadline time,
I think that
we need to give him in writing
that
he has 30 days, and at the end of that 30 days, if it's not, we're going to do an inspection. If it's not done, then the next thing would be...
I'd like to make a motion that we give Dale 30 days in writing, give him a notice, to repair his dock, remove the hoist, and to plant a tree.
And Ron has sent it registered so that we have a receipt that the letter went out, and we have a receipt that it was received, so that there's no question on that, because sometimes we seem to have questions on whether or not people got their letters.
I know there was a complaint about the break wall also, but we cannot enforce break walls.
30 days from today, or?
30 days from the date he receives it.
Okay, there's a motion by Dave. Is there a second?
Second.
And I abstain, so all in favor?
Aye. Okay. Okay, today, Bill Witkoff and myself, we went down to Klein Road. It's 8050, and now that below the 1450, there must have been four or five trees, huge trees removed. They were cut out.
Where is this?
At 8050 Klein Road. And I'm not sure if it's Casera or Cox. Remember last meeting?
Where's there was Klein, a woman? Where's Klein?
Pardon me? Where are we talking about?
Off 49, Area K. It's off 49.
Okay. If you go down by the lake, and you can see the trees are all laying down, they're all chopped up. And what I did is I went down by the water, I held up on it, stood up 10 foot, and, well, actually, Bill was on the other end, and I mean, it would go way back. It was way past the trees. So they cut down all these trees without permission. So, I mean, we're going to have to, I know we cannot find these people, okay? But what I would like to do is, I mean, for someone, they know they're going to have to pay a consequence for this. I would like to make a motion that we suspend their license for 2 years. I mean, what they did is terrible. It was wrong. And when
what was the purpose of them doing it?
I don't have any idea why they did it. We just, there wasn't, one woman was here at the last meeting, and she wanted me to go down there. So today, when Bill and I were out, and it was on the request, we went down there and checked out. Is there a mess down there, Bill?
I mean, did they clear it out for a...
Probably so they could see better.
Or what?
No, so they'd have a view of the lake. Their place sits way back because of the 1450 slopes, and I think they cleared them so they could see. And I'm pretty sure this is the same place as here last year, the year before they cut down a couple of hardwood trees and burned them, and the stumps are still there for the same reason. I'm pretty sure it's the same.
You're saying they topped them?
No, they cut them.
Right down to the ground.
Really? They sort of clear cut, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's all the branches are laying.
Looks like Paul Bunyan came in.
And without any permission or anything. I know we cannot find them, but we can do something with their dock. And I think we're going to have to start to get strict, because otherwise people are going to continue on. They get away with it, the next guys are going to
do it. Do you know whose property it actually is?
It was 8050.
We can do what he said we can do. We can do that. Mm-hmm. We can suspend their license.
Yeah.
But I mean, isn't that somewhat of a criminal act for them to come onto somebody's property?
Absolutely.
The problem is the particular tree they cut down. If it's the white pines, there is no commercial value to that.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, but they came onto somebody's property and destroyed things. Right. That has to be a criminal activity. Why can't they be? Why can't we call the police and say, these people did it, it's our property, to haul them away?
Well, because we give exclusive use permission for front loggers. I presume this is a front lot.
That's a front lot.
And you really have to have intent to, which in this case might...
Right, so they're not trespassing. And so there's no trespass charge because we allow them to do that.
And criminal mischief, you know, was it mischief on their own property, or did they simply want to see their lakefront? So I think Dave has the better answer.
Yeah, but my only concern is, and then what do we do with their dock? How do we enforce that?
How do we enforce it? We tape it off and we have the sheriff check it.
Then if they go on it, then they can be charged with
trespassing.
Yes, on our property.
In addition to that, that's taping it off, though, you're going to need to send them a letter, too.
We're going to have to also send
them a letter. And why don't they replace the trees, too?
And they want to clean that up, pull the stumps out down here, all the damage that they
did. I'm really sorry, the trees. But, you know, it's like not, that was not
within their rights to do that.
No, absolutely not. And that's why I'm upset about it, because there was never a request for them. We could go down there and count the stumps, but I couldn't.
There's at least five. I mean, the whole yard is full of trees.
They were good-sized trees. They weren't small trees.
Your basic white pine.
Well, make the motion.
I'd like to make a motion that, I don't know if you want to make it go 2 years or 1 year. It's something we should discuss before we make this motion. I mean, 2 years is a long time.
2 years is a long time. We are trying to send a message.
Right.
The thing that I would say is, what happens, let's leave ourselves a little wiggle room here. What happens if they come back and they say, we didn't know, yada, 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 I know that's not a defense, but if they agree to put all new trees in there, I think we need to leave ourselves a little wiggle room, and they will work with us to restore it to its original condition, or better.
Putting hard work, better.
Yeah, true. That we would have a hearing that would allow them to do that and get back the rights. You can go with 2 years, but then there's stuff that we're really...
That's what I said. 2 years, and then that's a...
Good suggestion.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we suspend their license to dock for 2 years.
With?
We will give them a hearing, okay? If they want a hearing, we will have a hearing for them, plus, you could put in a letter, at the hearing, we will discuss what they have to do in order to get their license back after 1 year, or 2 years.
Forgot that one.
Anyone want to second that?
Is that...
You got it, Rhonda? Read it back.
I'm not sure if I've got it right. We're going to send the letter that they need to clean up, they need to replace the trees, they need to restore to the original condition. Now, are you going to give them a hearing before you take their license away?
No.
No, I think we're saying that their license will be revoked for 2 years. However...
Because?
Because they cut the trees without permission.
Which is a violation of your license.
Which is a violation of the district license. Okay. If you, we can, and I'm not sure how to word this right. I might have to work on that one. But we will schedule a, if you wish, you can call the office to schedule a hearing on this issue.
So you're going to limit the use of the dock?
Yes, correct.
Where they can still go below the 1450?
Right?
Well, they're going to have to go below the 1450.
Yeah.
And to replant trees.
That's an interesting point.
They can't recreate on the property.
Right, no boating or jet skis or nothing.
Right, because you could get to the point where they could tie up off their break wall or...
I think the point maybe is that their license to recreate on that property is...
Yes.
The license is suspended.
The license is suspended to use the property below 1450.
That's good.
For recreation, because if they have to go down there and work, to restore it, they can.
Well, we're going to do that with a hearing. We would give them that permission then to go back.
Oh, okay.
Are you revoking the dock license because they didn't specifically ask for permission? Because isn't there, is that the reason why?
Yes.
Because they didn't ask for permission?
They're suspending that revoking.
Oh, you're suspending that 2 years?
We're not revoking the license.
Okay. Specifically because they didn't request permission to cut the trees down. Would you have granted them permission to cut them down?
I don't know what they looked like before, Megan. Yeah. I honestly couldn't tell you. All I know is they were good-sized trees.
Because I think, isn't there something in the policy and procedures or the dock licensing that if they would have been allowed to do whatever the act is they did without permission, that's not cause for suspension or revocation?
But they can bring pictures to a hearing showing that they were negative.
I just
cover their butt.
Had they asked for permission,
then they go on.
That's why we're hearing, and they can bring all their pictures.
And if they have documentation that the trees were all diseased, if they have documentation that the trees were destroyed and knocked down by ice or snow, then it would fall there, but we don't have that information. It looks like they were cut.
Is this Cox, Casera, are they the same family?
See, I'm not sure which family it is.
I kind of think one neighbor complained against the other neighbor.
Right.
That's would be my guess.
Went to Hunter and checked it out.
You're going to need to check out which person it is.
That's why I gave the address to Ron. I think it was 8050.
So to the residents of 8050.
8050.
Though you could check that in the tax records.
Yeah, we better make a motion.
I thought we did.
We did? Did we vote on it?
No.
We were just talking about it, I think. We didn't get into a motion.
No, I need a motion.
Okay, good. So Dave made the motion. Is there a second?
No, session.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, paddock, trail 7. Okay, what we need is the property staked out to the 1450 so that we can see if the deck is not infringing on the neighbor. This is a license transfer, but we just wanted...
Is he a front loader?
He's a front loader, but we really couldn't tell, you know what I mean, if his deck was 5 foot away. This way here, if it's staked out at the bottom, you know, at the 1450, we'll get a good view of the deck is infringing on
it. I don't understand this. He has 7, we have 9. What's that meaning?
It was trail 7.
Oh, because when he put the application, he put in that it was trail 9, and it's actually trail 7.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
For some reason, put the wrong trail down.
Okay. All right.
He's within 2.
So it is trail 7.
It is trail 7.
So we're putting this on hold, then?
Yeah, we're gonna table this until it's staked out. I'd like to make a motion we table it until it's staked out, and then we can go out and inspect.
Is there a session?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay, now this next one, Bob Herger. He's, I'm going to have to meet him down there at the site, because what it was, I know he wants to build another dock and let someone else, that's the one, correct, Rhonda? That Bob Hager, he wants to build a dock and let his neighbor use it. So what I want to do is go down and meet him down there and then put the stakes and show him exactly where he wants this. So I'd like to table this like it's set up a time.
He's a front loader?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay, Brian Holman.
Did you make a motion? We're going to vote on tabling.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
sorry. Make it a motion outside of it. To table it.
I'll make a motion to table this until I meet him.
Second by Dick. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay,
Brian Holman, we went down there today. He wants to put in a jet ski, one of those floating lifts, basically, and he wants to set alongside his dock. And actually, it looks good, but we're not 100%. Where he wants to put it, it's going to be on the side of his dock. And we just want to make sure that he can stake out the front of his dock, the front of his property, then we can go down and take a look. But it'll probably pass, but just to protect ourselves so we don't air anything from...
Have you been down there?
Yeah, we were down there today. So we really couldn't tell. You know, I know where he's locating it and everything, but we didn't know where the next line, the property line was. So if he could put a stake down there on that side, then I'll take a look at it. So I'd like to make a motion upon the next inspection that if we can approve it tonight and upon the next inspection, that I could just tell him to go ahead and do it after the stakes in the ground.
So you make a motion to approve after the stake is in the ground.
After the stake is in the ground.
After you check the stakes.
After I check the stake, and if it cannot be, and if it looks like he's infringing, then I'll just tell him he can't do it.
So if the stake is okay, then we approve. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
I have one more here. Okay, George P's right up. I spoke with Debbie and I spoke with Dick about that.
Yeah.
And I went down and looked at the dock, and he wanted to put on like a foot extra on each side there. and I called Debbie. I went, as a matter of fact, I stopped at Debbie's house because he wanted to finish, the water was coming up, he wanted to finish putting the top on. Remember that, so I had to put the post in the ground. Okay,
he's one of those down on Penfold's old property.
Yeah.
And we said he had to have his 500 square foot building
and
the septic, and he did that.
Yeah.
He hustled and he got it done, so.
But there's one other problem. I don't know if it's a problem or not. When I was down there, when I seen him, I told him, because he already had all the posted for the break wall. I said, George, don't do the break wall. You know, we approved it before, you know, upon the completion of, you know, his building. But the DEC with their new change of rules, but I see that he has started to build a break wall. But I did tell him to call the DEC, but I wanted on a Monday morning, or tomorrow, or I don't know if Mary's in tomorrow, but you can call them just to make sure they approve the break wall. Because it is starting to go up.
Mary Holman's on vacation this week.
Oh,
they told
and
me,
I
so.
Doubt it because you are spending time.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I did specifically tell them to call the DEC before you touch the break.
I think we don't have to worry about that if we've given him enough notice, and he does it, and the DEC comes along and says, you're going to be fine.
Put it in writing.
Well, yeah.
Send him a letter
right.
that says, this is to confirm your conversation with
right.
Dave Hirsch on and the date and the time.
We're not long.
That you are to call the DEC before you begin work on your break wall.
Was that break wall part of that metal thing?
No. It's the other side.
That's the other side. Are they taking that out? Are they supposed to?
I thought we had an agreement with Merle Arthur that if we gave him permission for the dock, he's supposed to pull it.
Right.
The whole thing on his front now. I don't know where that's going or gone.
Isn't that going to erode that quite a bit? I don't know what good that does, but is it?
It's not doing, I guess it knocks some of the waves down, but it's still eroding behind it, so it's really not doing any good, basically.
I mean, that ought to be protected. I would think you'd want to protect that somehow, but that's going to be expensive to do.
Have we gotten any new rules?
No, because they were supposed to make an appointment with this populace, aren't they?
That's why I was trying to get a hold of Mary so we could set up the meeting, but she's on vacation this week.
Okay, and we're doing some property renovation, you know, where the house is. And we're talking about putting a ditch in with brickbrack.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be estimate today.
It's not cheap.
It is.
To put big brickbrack
in. Yeah, it is.
Expensive. Big time.
And see, that's what we wanted to do at Welcome Beach. Well, now we have to.
Yeah.
And it is very expensive.
It was like a surprise to me.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Okay, just we have one other. Last month, or at our last meeting, we told Silek, we were going to tape off his dock and post it because his building was a 500 square foot.
Yeah.
It has been taken care of. I put posted signs on there. And on the one platform that's on the 1450, there's a platform that's out there. I put a posted sign and I left a number for him to call Ron.
Did you
send
a letter to
you? Ron, did you send a letter to that's the one that's next to Sherry?
I'm not sure if I got his son.
Okay, they cannot use their dock.
And that should be sent certified also.
Yeah, for taking off their dock.
Yeah, right. Anything that's right.
There'll be no boating allowed in that area. Or there would be restricted use for road of 1450 the same way we did with that.
Right.
Well, there's not a lot you're going to restrict there because it's
so
sheer cliff, so I mean,
still,
we're not going to, yeah.
The platform is on the 1450.
Part of it, yeah. We always got to move that
no
anyway.
Below the 1450.
He hasn't got a second idea. It's
a letter that took that out.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay, I have something to add. You are not going to even believe this one's coming at you. So I got a call from Ed Schmitten. That part of his break wall was removed and that his neighbor has added a bit of break wall over toward him.
Brown?
No, Rooney.
Rooney.
This is this two-year deal that I thought it was over.
Well,
I told him I would go look. His concern was that where, if I understand what he was telling me, that the section that they cut off had one of the guy wires in the, you know, what do they call that when you do that?
Tieback.
So he sort of lost his structure, his retaining structure of the wall and stuff. I'm thinking, I don't even believe that that happened because I thought everything was done. But you and I probably need to go over and take a look.
I'll be around tomorrow, so I...
Well, give me a call. I said that if, I don't know if I can get away, but I would go over and look at that Trail 1 stuff just so I know what you're talking about. So if you guys get done with
okay, yeah, sure.
Why don't you call me and I'll run over.
If you want to make a time now, we can make a time.
Well, you don't know when you're being done. And I
no, that's Monday that we have a meeting. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, talking about tomorrow morning.
Oh. Tomorrow morning.
And then we could even go over to the beach.
No, Mike, we don't make too early for Kathy, though, because she still stays on West Coast. Right. 10 o'clock is good. Okay.
10 o'clock?
No.
Darn. 10 o'clock, we'll meet down at Trail 1, and then from there we'll go over to the launch.
10 o'clock at Trail 1.
Right down the trail. That's right after Woodside, I believe, at 7:01.
I'd rather do it 7 o'clock in the morning.
What time?
7. Evidently, that's not going to fly.
10 o'clock.
7 o'clock, I'm just going to bed.
Don't wake her up, she gets cranky. Can I just add a point of information? We noticed, Dave and I noticed Saturday, that the campground is putting another dock in.
Oh, yeah.
And they dug part of the bank away.
I don't know that that's campground.
Well...
Are you talking about right at...
Right at the end of Taylor Hill Road.
Right at the end of Area F there kind of thing. That seems to me to be an individual. That's been going on all fall.
Well, spring. Anyway, I called the DEC, and they have no jurisdiction over that whatsoever. So they can do whatever they doggone well please.
Do you know, does everyone understand why they don't have jurisdiction in it? And this is
because it's not a protected...
No, it's a... This goes back to when Brad and Mary Jo sat down with the DEC about this stuff. They classify waterways.
Right.
And I believe it's classified as a level D or something.
Right, it's not a protected waterway.
And they don't have jurisdiction in a level D waterway. So that's why they're hands off and we can't do anything. I don't even understand that. A waterway is a waterway and the DEC is protected land. I don't understand why...
Yeah, and he tried to, I mean, like I said, Mary Holm was on the case. This guy really tried to work with me. You know, is it bigger than 5 acres? Is it under the water level? I mean, he really wanted to help us out, and there was just no way.
All right, where the crap washes out of there into the lake, can't something be done about that?
This is where we have to get together with the town.
I asked him if he would take and... leave this notice with Mary Holman when she comes back to work. I know she's been active on this.
To me, that's a violation of DEC rules right there because you've got garbage washing from unprotected, area into an area which is, I mean, look at how the DEC tells us what to do in the lake part.
I tried. I mean,
shouldn't they care?
Well, I think maybe when we set up that meeting with the DEC, we're going to have to discuss that.
And the town, Bill and I went to the board meeting Tuesday night, and the town is willing to work with us on this. Correct?
I'm not sure. Mr. Brajek was a little bit upset.
Well, I think he will.
He was upset about what?
He was just upset in general.
Mm-hmm. I think he will. Okay, moving on through old business. Computer information. Dick, we had talked about a website. Given this a lot of thought, and my preference would be that we have our own, that we're not tied in with
anybody.
Well,
that's what we said we were going to
do. Okay, all right. Okay. And when do you think we'll get that?
I was thinking I'd have things at this, not this meeting, but the next meeting.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we never have dollars, and I just have to confirm dollars and show you what it is and stuff.
Okay.
It's relatively easy.
Okay.
I think it's
and it's
easy
not a lot of dollars?
No. It's like 40. I think maybe we want to do, I think it's like maybe around $45 or $50 a year or something like that. There's a $50 forwarding to the address, so we just get the right thing. But I believe after a year, if we want to do it, we can, if you buy a five-year program, it really gets even cheaper.
Okay, all right.
So it's minimal dollars.
And newsletter?
Yeah, working on that, yep.
Okay. Kathy had a suggestion that she showed me.
Because I've been doing a lot of research the last 2 days, I happened to find this, which was an old question and answers. A lot of the questions and some and answers aren't applicable anymore.
Okay.
But a lot of them are. And I thought perhaps in our newsletter, we should do some type of question and answer on the typical questions that we get. And this is about who owns the land, the dam, Lake of the Dam. And
actually, that's good for the website.
So you could, I was going to give this to you because it came out of the files.
Okay.
And obviously, we don't sell water anymore because this was back from 1982, 83. But
yeah.
Give some...
I have a document that we did years ago that I got to find that was, you know, explained who was who and things like that. And people don't understand the district.
And what other things are we going to put in the newsletter for this?
What I haven't done from you is you should have a letter together, and then Dave and I talked about doing some just for updates. And I've asked Rhonda to give me some numbers so they know what we did. So I'd like to give an update on what happened last year. Mm-hmm. So
that would be good.
Things that the board did.
Right.
How many requests we actually had from people. How many visitors we had at the launch. I've asked to see if she could round up some of those numbers for me. So I think that shows what, you know we
what
had.
What progress we
yeah,
made.
Yeah, we had 259 doc requests. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that I have to say how many were approved and not approved, but that's what the doc committee did. That's what this committee did. This is what happened. There were some legal issues that happened that were resolved. I'd like to report on those. Mm-hmm. You know, that there was a lawsuit we spent money on, and this was a resolution of that, so everybody knows that. A letter from you guys. What else do I have to
look at? What deadline are you looking at?
We said that it was going to be out before Memorial Day. Yeah.
So it's going to be out before our next meeting? Our next meeting is not the Memorial Day weekend.
I thought we had another one in a couple weeks.
26th? May 26th, I think.
I thought we were
23rd.
I thought we had another one.
I think
15th.
Yeah, there is another one scheduled.
There is?
Yeah, because we
kept... 15th?
We started in April with like two meetings.
That's what I thought.
Okay. I didn't have that on my...
Because this came...
I'm on my vacation.
This came with
that. Well, Terry can come. Yeah, Terry will be back.
She already knows
about
the
vacation.
Okay.
Another thing, Dick, in the newsletter, I'd like to have mentioned that, because I remember last year we had a trailer that was parked below 1350.
Oh, yeah.
Mentioned of no vehicles parked below trailers or covered vehicles, you know, without permission, you know what I mean? Below the 1450.
Cars?
What?
Car, automobiles? There's a guy who parks his car constantly.
Last year there were like campers parked below someone's property.
Well, what do you do about boats that are left in the water?
Pardon me?
What do you do about boats left in the water? Are they float?
Boats? No, I'm talking about trailers.
He's talking about mobile homes.
I understand that, but why is that different than leaving boats and stuff in?
If they want to park on their own property, we just don't allow them to park below 1450 because actually...
Yeah, but people leave boats on the...
No, I understand that.
On the land you're talking about? Or
either way. I mean, I know down people just beach them and let them... And when the water comes back up, they float.
You're talking over winter.
You have no jurisdiction below...
It's in the lake.
Well,
I know, but we're talking about leaving vehicles below the 1450, right?
Right, we're talking about, like, mobile
parking.
Homes.
Parking.
Right.
Parking.
For the season, there was one park last year for the whole season. It was like a 36-footer or whatever. You know.
Maybe I'm confused. Are you talking about that they do it for the summer?
Yeah, they do it for the summer.
I thought you were talking about over the winter.
No.
They had a license plate on it. It was a mobile home.
Yeah.
And it was like
huge one.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't tell you exactly, but it was parked below the 1450. They were there every weekend.
There's probably a town board. Well, is there a town board?
No.
No, not on below the 1450.
But there was something somewhere.
There's something about ATCs and golf carts and four-wheelers and that kind of stuff. I'm not sure there's anything about cars. But there's a car park behind the beach all the time now, also on our RD property.
That was part of the, you know, that was part of the issue that came up with the creek area, was that strapping of trailers and things like that, and also the trailers that were there had to be movable, and it's like a joke when you think about it during the winter. I mean, who's going to get those out of there, and who's even knowing that they're down there?
Now, was that a town or DEC ordinance?
It was a floodplain ordinance.
Okay.
It's because that lays within a floodplain, and there are, within floodplains, there are certain regulations,
right.
And one of them is...
They have to have tie-downs.
They have to have these tie-downs and stuff. And
weren't they going to give citations to...
They were talking about it, but what came out of it was that the travel trailers that are down there are legit, but they have to be able to be taken away. It's just in practice what's happening. Well, that's nice that it's legitimate there, but these people leave for Florida and they leave them there, and who's going to move them if a flood came in? It's almost like, look, folks, get them out of there, you know, and bring them back when you come back.
Who enforces that, though? DEC? Yeah, they're the ones that should be enforcing it, and they're not.
Well, no, but understand the enforcement is they can be there. It's just that they have to be movable. But how movable are when you're not there and you're in Florida, and when is it going to flood? Probably in the spring. You know, and I mean, that's really great unless the fire department decides they're going to start unloading trailers out of the campground. And it's almost like you'd rather, to be a little bit more in compliance, it's almost like it would be logical to say, look, folks, when you pack up for the summer, put them up higher, get them out of there in case we flood it out. Because if it floods, they're gone.
But again, the DEC should be saying that.
Well, maybe so, yeah.
Because it's not our jurisdiction. I mean, we can't say that.
Yeah, I don't really know where that went, you know.
It didn't go anyplace.
Well, I know, but I don't know that Mary Jo is not still willing to be active in whatever was going on there. I mean, she and Brad sat down with her and got the initial information and stuff. That's where that stuff kind of creaked in.
And I think Mike, we brought that up the other night, and I think Mike says anything, there's a grandfather clause. If they were there previously, they don't have to be strapped down. Anything new has to be strapped down. Isn't that what he said?
I don't remember him saying
he did,
that.
Yeah, well, he did. I'm sorry. But he said there's a grandfather clause that if they were there previously...
You know, the problem with that is that we have a link and a date to protect. So them not being strapped down doesn't make me any happier than
no.
the people that are leaving them right. there for 6 months when they go to Florida. Mm-hmm. And is out of our jurisdiction.
Right.
Really.
Right.
I brought up a taxation point. You can't believe what that's assessed at. There's at least 10 docks and 2 ball launches, and what do you think that's assessed
bucks.
At? $8,000 is all. Really? It's residential.
There you go.
Okay, let's move along. Okay, you want to talk about the computer. Okay.
At the last meeting, we discussed getting a new computer for our new secretary, and so I did some reviewing. Actually, a tech person did some reviewing for me. It really depends if you want to go with the laptop or the
desktop.
Mm-hmm. My recommendation would be the laptop,
yeah.
because if she's going to be down at the docks, then she can go ahead, bring things up. I think we should get her a laptop and a portable printer, so that if she's got to do a receipt, she can print the receipt right out there. She doesn't have to handwrite anything. Then she can save it to a file, and she's got a copy of the receipt. That's my recommendation,
okay.
that we go with the laptop.
And then, if Rhonda ever wanted to take the laptop home to do some work, you could do that also.
What application is she using?
My guess is that she's going to be needing to have the full office suite. Now,
It's just a standalone Microsoft Office type of thing?
Yes. Right. We don't have a server anyways. I mean, Rhonda has the only computer.
Yeah,
there's no real way.
Well, that's why I'm asking, so.
We don't have a server for her to be able to do that.
What's the receipt that she's printing? Just a piece of paper that is going to print that she signs and says, here's your receipt?
If she's collecting.
Okay.
Yeah, she's collecting that money. And we have that. So there are some varying prices anywhere.
Did you get the state rate? Because we can get state rate.
We get state rate now.
I think the state contract stuff.
Yeah, we can. We look at the state contract because I just.
And that'll save us a little bucks.
What kind of dollars do you have?
Okay, from 600, from 429 to 600 without software.
So.
Are the states cheaper? State rate cheaper?
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to look at the state rate then, too.
Well, we could make a motion to say up to $600 and to.
But you got to get the software. So I would say up to $1,000 because the software is the expensive part. And I'm going to assume we have a one license for your Microsoft Office. That it's not multiple user.
I believe in that some of those are going to be loaded with software.
I think so too.
If we're only using Word and Excel, I think we're fine. And
there's one that's another 150.
And I will tell you, state and education rates and that stuff are totally reasonable.
So, mm-hmm. I would do that.
You want to do 750?
Yeah. With the software.
With the software?
Yeah, I think we can. I think we can.
I'd make that motion.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
And the state rate and favorable pricing as much as we can.
$750 for the laptop and the.
Printers are $49 and stuff, that's, they can all be part of it.
All right, okay.
And as a matter of fact, I have a printer that I even just have. I have one sitting in the barn. It's brand new, never used it. If you want it.
Don't need it?
I'm not using it, so like I said, $49.
Okay, so we've got the Daniel laptop. Who's going to do the research? You're going to do the research on the state rates and see what. Okay, just sort of an FYI, we hired Terry Rogers as our new part-time secretary. Maximum 15 hours a week. She will take Rhonda's place when Rhonda is not here. She's going to work on Saturdays down until launch to sell.
Do her maximum 15 hours change when she's actually filling in for vacation?
I think that's what we've been talking about.
When she fills in for vacation.
Yeah, that's different.
Other than that,
we
sort of max out.
Yeah. Lake manager, I asked Rhonda to call, what's her name at the Cuba Lake District? Do you remember her name? Is it Janine?
I knew 2 seconds ago.
Isabel.
Isabel, I keep wanting to call her Janine.
She's the secretary.
Yeah.
The lake manager is Scott Berry.
Scott Berry, I know, yes. Well, anyway, Rhonda called Isabel, and she was going to get us the job description, but it has not come yet. Now, it was suggested that possibly once we get that job description and if we decide to go this route, that we put this up for referendum for the public, for the lake residents, at the same time that we have the election.
You've got a lot of work to do between then, I think so.
Yeah, but I think we can do it by the end of August, or July. And this way, people can have input on whether or not they want a lake manager with the job description. And possibly by that time, we can decide salary, too. But I think we've gone beyond, you know, us trying to manage everything. I think a lake manager overseen by us is the way to go.
Yeah, our employee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's our employee.
Mm-hmm. He's our employee, or she. Could be a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. New businesses. The
A new business. Dave, do you want to talk anything about licenses? Or have we...
It's me.
That was you, okay, sorry.
It was me. In the last meeting, we talked about licenses and various things with right-of-way, front lot property, and things like that. So I did more research. I've been busy doing research. And back in when the district first was formed, they did have policies. And there's documentation from the attorney at that time, which was Minor, who was with Richardson & Fuller, with Richardson & Fuller and Minor, who wrote a letter that said that the original policies from the RGD would stay in effect for now, and then they moved in, and the early commissioners formed their policies. Then in the last one I found was in 99, where they resolved, this is about the boat launch fees, that's not the one I wanted, where they resolved to adopt these policies for district use. There is nothing since then.
I mean, this is what, 6-10 years ago?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, February 24th, 1994.
Yeah. Okay. That's the last. This is the only thing that's on record currently. So, whatever we want to do with policies, at this point, we have to follow these policies unless we decide to make some changes, because those are what are on our records. So when there's a question regarding front lot, when there's a question regarding right of way, it's really spelled out. And it's very much spelled out what you have to do for a dock license. It does tell you that they can suspend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's right in there.
Any surprises to you?
No.
What we sort of know?
It's all what we know, it's just in writing.
Now that's the one with this, I believe that's the one with like that 20-foot right of way. We have a little leeway.
20-foot right of way.
We can make an exception. I'm just saying, if you look at it and it doesn't seem, then, you know, then us reading it just sort of...
No, I try to...
Yeah. And there's no surprise.
Can I put it in my hand?
You can keep it.
Okay.
That's your copy.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Yeah.
There was also a thing on boat launch fees. And if we change the boat launch fees, then we have to repeal this.
Well, and that's part of something we need to do tonight, because we gotta figure out what we're doing here.
Okay.
Come up with your fees.
Well, the fees that we came up with, we're not going to be able to apply to it because they were a yearly fee. No one's going to be able to enforce that like that. With the sheriff, we're going to be out there. If someone's in the lake, if they're launching down at the brick, and they're in there without a sticker or a paid receipt, there's no one going to be able to find these people.
I missed what he said. Why? Is they're not going to be around or what?
Well, no, they're not going to issue any fines until it goes through the town.
Until it's an ordinance.
There's an ordinance
and there's a number associated to it.
So the only thing we could do is actually get the grant down at the correct to enforce these people to go to the launch. And we have to try to work out some agreement. Michael Grizzly was going to meet with me with them. And I still am tomorrow, or Saturday, I'm going to try to meet you if I'm here Saturday. Okay? We have to enforce that. All right, and then down at the launch, what was our fee last year for the launch? I think it was $35.
$25. That's...
That was $25.
It was $25, it says $25 for boats, $25 personal watercraft, and a fishing boat is marked as free if it's under 25 horsepower.
Okay, so last year...
$4 if it's...
Well, I don't know. It's whatever's in here.
$25.
It's whatever in here.
Yeah. But now we were going to have...
The owner tenders the property the district fee of $5 each sticker.
Yeah, that's when they were doing stickers. They used to do stickers and the people had to pay $5 for their sticker. We don't do stickers for everybody.
For all the residents, the stickers, we used to charge them $5. But now
we're not doing
that. We're not doing that.
There's no more fee.
So there's not a fee for the sticker?
For the residents.
For the residents. For the residents.
Okay.
There isn't even any stickers, is there? I mean, you get passes now. I don't think there's any stickers.
Right. So they have a launching pass. Okay. The owner's tenants, the owners of mobile homes located in Rick and Ellie's trailer park are $5 stickers. We still treat them the same?
That's Mike Brasix now.
They can get a pass.
Trailer park.
The ones in the trailer park and the ones down in...
Ryan's.
They get passed.
They were all treated just the same as...
The owners of Mobile Lake and Ryan's, okay. Members of the Board of Commissioners, employees, Rutherford Lakers, at no charge. Members, the immediate family, mother, father, son, daughter, step-parent, step-child of owner tenants property registered at an annual fee of $40 each sticker. That's interesting, because I always thought that was a point of contention if it wasn't in their name.
There's got to be another one somewhere, something said.
That's the only ones that we found.
Oh, I know, no, the five, when they charge, the $5 one could go to the property owner, and the boat had to be in his name, because sometimes the boat was in somebody's...
But this says, two members of immediate family.
Yeah, it does.
Of owner tenants property located within the district at an annual fee of $40 each sticker. So we treat them, which I think is okay, because I think we make exceptions to that. Because it's really hard to ask when you're saying, I understand you're the son, but the deed is in your parents' name and you can't launch.
If Allison had a boat in her name, she would be paying $40.
So that's how it reads?
Oh, okay, okay. Well, then that's fine then. So there's a way for them to get it done. Okay. The residents of town of Canadia, Rushford, annual fee of $40 each sticker. Okay. So where is it about boating trip?
Here it is.
So this is the second resolution. Okay. So then there's another, whatever that was. And then there's another resolution at the April 23rd meeting. This is July 23rd, 99. This is April 23rd, 99.
So this one came Watercraft, first and came second.
Watercraft with motors of 25 horsepower and over are $25. Personal watercraft is $25. And watercraft with motors under 25 horsepower.
And this is, this is launching. So this was permits right. For them to be on the lake.
Right, right, got it. And this is launching
piece.
So, and here's the deal. Launching watercraft from Belton Beach on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and holidays between. We do need to change this. Because it's when we're there. If we choose to be there on a Wednesday and Thursday. Because of the way the holiday...
That's what I'm saying. If you're going right. to... We need okay. to write a new policy. And when we write the new policy, we need to...
I totally agree. Because I'll tell you what's wrong with this is, as common practice, if the 4th of July is on a Wednesday, we might well decide Monday, Tuesday,
but
Wednesday...
That's a holiday.
No, but not Monday and Tuesday. But and am I not right? Somebody go, well, it says...
Oh, he had it last year.
Right. So the policy needs to be that we charge when we are there. At our discretion, when we decide to put an attendant there, if it's 6 o'clock in the morning or if it's 9 o'clock at night, if it's on Monday, Sunday, Wednesday, we're there, we can collect fees.
Yeah, I don't think the current sign even says holidays, because Monday we had people who didn't want to pay,
so
it was a Monday.
Can we do this in committee then and then report back to that?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought you were
working on that. That's what we want. We want
but
to
this
work.
Is actually,
the doc committee started to work on this, but then Brad and I and Bill, but
right,
then
yeah,
actually...
Right. Now you have the doc committee, so you know where to start from and what you have to reveal
right.
and how you want to do it.
But I can work on that with you, Greg. Yeah.
Do we think that we want to increase from $25?
I would like, if anything, I would like to see the jet skis increase.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
In a cursory view of the surveys that were sent out to the Landowners Association, what do you find out?
Oh, jack them up. Jack them up.
This. You know, the Landowners Association did a survey
$50.
Of what we think of the, almost everything is keep people off the lake and raise the rates.
One point is restrict the number of non-residents, people who can launch on a Saturday or Sunday, because if you know, there's no limit. Okay?
Right.
And they just 20, 30, 40. Not that it
happens. If you pay the $25, you get out.
Yeah, well, But that's still, you know, the residents around the lake want to restrict it.
Well, maybe.
They can't use, you know, they're...
Well, if we raise the rates, okay, it's going to...
It is going.
Automatically restrict.
And I think...
That was the whole purpose of the original 25, was to discourage.
I think I keep hearing this, that...
It's a good moneymaker.
But when they talked about raising it several years ago, you have to be careful because of the DEC, because you are obligated to provide the navigable waters, and you can't make it outrageous, or you're going to get, come down on from that.
Well, who's definitely, you know, who's defining outrageous?
Well, and I think that $25 these days, people whip it out of their, from having, been there.
They're going to flip, there's no question about it.
Yeah, if we raise it to 50, they're going to... And maybe it only needs to be 40 or something like that.
I'm just warning you, you could get a complaint from the DEC if they don't...
The simple thing to do is check with DEC on what they consider, what is their regulation on that? Do they have one in mind?
I bet they don't.
I bet they don't either.
State lodges usually are only like 4 hours.
How much?
But the state pays for it.
This isn't state lodges.
Yeah.
It's just an example they asked about.
But the other thing is you could have a varying fee, so you could say on non-holidays, or non-holiday weekends, your off times, you could do a different fee. And you could do especially a different fee for your fishing boats on your non-holiday times.
I like that, because I don't necessarily have a problem with people coming in during the week and stuff.
Right, yeah, it's not, we don't. It's on the holidays.
Weekend rates, weekend and holidays are $50.
And I'll bet you then you're not going to have any problems with the DEC, because they also do not want navigation hazards and overcrowding on the lake.
And like on the 4th of July, it gets pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't, you know, 4th of July, yeah, but it doesn't have to be a holiday weekend. Any nice, warm, sunny Saturday or Sunday is pretty airy out there.
So you, are you going to be on that committee, Jim?
I'll chair it, I don't care, I'll put it together, because I need to do this for the sign.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's motivation here.
Are you going to work with it?
I'll work.
Okay, so let's work on this in the next few days, and then by the next meeting, we can do it, and it's signs made. Well, and I already talked to the guy about signs and stuff, so he's fast, so he knows what's going on.
Okay, I think it's an excellent idea, excellent.
I have one more thing to reiterate.
Thank you for this, though.
You're welcome. About our policies?
Yes.
Gene's not here, he's the one that really kind of asked me about this, about licensing and whether or not they are, that we're able to revoke them or suspend them. And under the law, everything I found, and I went on several legal websites, licenses are revocable. Licenses are suspendable. So any license that we get, we can revoke if we choose for just cause. There's only one exception, and that is called a license coupled with an interest. And we have not historically done that. So this whole concept of grandfathering in because somebody had the license from here to here to here to here, we do not have that across the board in any of our policies.
Is that with interest?
It's called coupled with an interest, and we do not have that. That can become irrevocable.
Is grandfathering coupled with interest, though? Is that what you're saying?
Grandfathering would be, people use the word grandfather that because they have the license, that they have it forever.
Right.
That is...
We can still revoke that.
We can still revoke it. Okay. It doesn't matter if they got it in 1928, when the lake was first formed for the first time, we can still revoke it with cause. So, which is kind of an issue that has been talked about many times, and there's never been any clarification on whether or not this board could...
Oh, no, I know that you can revoke the license. If they're not neighborly, if they don't get along with you, if everyone on a community dock, if there's someone that doesn't get along, they don't want to pay their dues, they can actually revoke their license.
If they misrepresented, if they don't engage in the things that we have set up, 500 square feet, septic system, all of those reasons the license can be revoked.
Well, I agree.
So that's a clarification for everyone.
Kathy had talked about these policies and procedures need to be reviewed.
I think we need to create them.
I said that since I started.
Some need to be, yes, some need to be created, but some of these need to be reviewed and maybe updated.
We need job descriptions for commissioners. We need to figure out what our committees are and what their jobs are. We need a job description for her. We need a job description for the new person.
I think we've got a job.
We need a job description for the chairperson and the vice chairperson.
We've got a job description for the new hire.
Good. And we need a book of...
Policies and procedures.
Policies and procedures. I mean, the policies is what we create.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're orderly. We approve them and we review them.
Mm-hmm. And they should be reviewed.
That is our job.
Yes, that's right.
And they should be reviewed every...
Well, compliance things has to be, I mean, I don't know that we have any compliance issues, but if we decided that we needed a policy on compliance to DEC or something regulations, part of that would be that we review them as a board yearly.
I have volunteered, and Kathy has, if you so desire, we could review these.
Put them together,
and then bring it to the board, and then the full board reviews.
I don't think you need to reinvent the wheel. They're out there.
Oh no, they're out there.
No, yeah, but right.
I mean, you work for the county,
right?
You know,
I used to. I retired.
Did you really?
Yeah, I've gotten.
Oh, that's right.
Now.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. Yeah. But I mean, going to those types of things, you know, I just
the Lake District has old policies too. And they actually have job descriptions.
Uh-uh. Well, I don't know where they are.
Well, they're down there. I've been bored. You know, so I find a little bits and pieces here and there.
I ran out of free time.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're going to start
perfect
with the old ones.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's something to do. I should think they need to be orderly. They need to be in our hands so that...
So if you don't mind, we're going to...
No, I have one. Do I make a motion for that, or just...
Sure.
No, really. No.
Oh, you don't need a motion.
Okay. Okay.
We'll do it, well, then we'll present it to the full board.
As long as it's in new business, mm-hmm. and it comes back up.
Let's see.
Do you have an idea of time frame?
I'd like to get it done before July.
I was going to say by the end of summer, so perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other old business? I didn't ask. We're kind of on to new business.
Yeah, we are in new business.
Okay. Any other new business?
Did you get that attorney?
I didn't get that message. I could print out one page. I think that'll be okay.
Maybe you
can
just fax it.
Well, Ashley, if you got the, call him and ask him to resend it. I went in my email and I just forwarded it to her,
yeah.
And he had mailed it on, what was the date? March 23rd or something like that. So, I mean, it was quite a while ago.
You know, we'd like to look at it because I do want to get him in and talk to us.
And I had said something to somebody else, and they, wherever it was coming from, was like something that surprised me, and they said, oh. That they thought that the firm was worthy of consideration.
Yeah, well, we're having some issues with...
Well, trust me, that's why it came, because there's way too much conflict there.
Mm-hmm. No, not...
In my mind, that's why...
Well, that may be, but I still think we ought to use him on a per-case basis.
Oh, yeah.
And without a retainer, nor do I want to pay your attorney a retainer.
No,
I'm just talking about our Buffalo attorney.
No, I was talking about the other applicant.
And I think we can also use him.
David?
Mm-hmm. On a per case basis.
Okay. I just think, I guess.
Okay. I wouldn't say
no to that.
Okay. All right. But I would like to, since we don't know your guy, I'd like if he could come in.
He's really good at his real estate and understanding that stuff. He may not know his way around this lake yet,
hopefully we'll have some new...
municipalities to know about municipalities, setting up policies.
Hopefully
rules.
He'll know about policy and procedure because even after Kathy and I review the policy procedures, new ones, put it before the board. We really need to put it before an attorney to make sure what we're doing is legal.
I don't want to...
And then we get the language correct.
Yes, right, exactly, exactly. Okay.
I sent her another board with the editor for whose other partners in it, or he said it really well, but I thought Easter Road was a little far, and we started getting to that.
And this guy's from where?
Franklinville.
Oh, geez, he's close by.
Well, that's fine, that's fine.
Yeah, all right, okay.
And telling us Franklinville rates is the whole...
Every whole. Okay, did Bill Szabo send anything on financing? No, okay. Anything else? Oh, yes, Kathy, go ahead.
On Monday, April 20th, we will be having we'll be calling a special meeting. Most of that special meeting will be held in executive session. So we're making that announcement to the public. There will be 7 p.m. Did we say 7, Dave?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And the purpose of the special meeting?
Oh, sorry. And the purpose of the special meeting is to discuss two pending legal things. One is Young versus RLRD, the other is Coon versus RLRD. So we'll be discussing both of those issues at that meeting.
And I know we've talked about having a quick executive session, but I want to go around first with open forum. So please, let's limit it not to 3 minutes. Let's try to keep it to one or two. Bill?
I forgot what I was going to say before this, but since we have a new swim area by Sandy Beach, are we going to put swim buoys out there to notify jet skis and wherever else that we have a swim area?
Okay. Would you like to address that?
Totally went out of, yeah. The Sandy Beach area, which is in the Hillcrest section. Okay? Area G.
And it's not really a public beach, per se.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Under the things, it's kind of public because it's being held by the not-for-profit, and the not-for-profit has to keep it open for public use.
Oh, okay.
We did order two signs that said no docking in this area so that we could put those up at Lakeside. But then the question came up is, should we have buoys out there? I'm not sure. I think we're going to have to go out on the water and look at it because you've got docks coming in either way. It's not really being advertised anywhere.
How do people get down
here's my initial take on
just
that.
Walk, it's a walking.
It's a walking.
It's always been a walk-in place where people go. You know, ski areas don't put, protection over trees because they're natural. If they put in a pole, and snow making equipment, they protect them. And they do that because if they had to protect one tree, they'd have to protect them all because it's a natural thing. And my thinking is on this is it's a swim area and a lake. If you start designating things, you're opening up all kinds of liability. It's at your own risk the way it is. So if you're saying, well, I'm going to put a buoy in there for what reason? Because I'm going to take liability for what's before the buoy and not outside the buoy and somebody drowning. It's like always been just what it is. I just leave it what it is.
But if you put sand in there and you make it a swim area, you're inviting people to swim. If a jet ski comes in there within X number of feet and hits somebody.
No. You're saying you don't.
You haven't added any area.
No.
A swim area, you have to be 500 feet away. That's what the buoy's for.
I see your point, though, because we could get into anybody who has a swim area in front of their place, and we do have those swim platforms all over the lake, and where do we draw the line on how many swim buoys we put out?
It's like sort of been there, and people understand its use, and we leave well enough alone.
Wouldn't that be up to the not-for-profit anyway? Why is it up to you? Put swim buoys out in front of somebody else's property.
No, I believe we're talking about below the...
Kind of up to the state Parks Department.
But it's a state
Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah. I thought they were in charge of our buoys and all.
They do buoys.
Who is it? And people have access to that, right?
Yeah, people have access to it. Traditionally, it's been anybody that knows it's there. Traditionally, that's what it's been.
I just wouldn't upset that whole thing. If we put buoys out there, then, I mean, would someone say, hey, this is a real swimming area, we need a lifeguard?
Well, you don't. Yeah, I was going to ask that too. Do you need a lifeguard?
I'm worried then if.
That's what I think that's what you're already.
If someone does have an accident and drop, then they may hold us liable for not having a lifeguard.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll just leave it alone. You dump a little sand out, it's always been a swim area.
And there used to be sand there years ago.
I think people have dumped sand. I remember when I used to have in the 50s and 60s, there was sand out.
There was.
I think they dumped sand before. Does the DEC allow us to dump sand?
Maybe leave sleeping dogs alive for liability.
People swim off their docks, they jump off their docks.
Right, right.
You're taking a risk no matter where you swim or anything.
Right, absolutely.
Swimming at your own risk.
Right, yeah.
Just make sure we have a sign that says swimming at your own risk.
It would attract people that don't park from G area.
What?
If you put buoys out there, it would attract people from outside.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Not from G area.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what's there.
Yeah, I think that's right. A lot of people don't know what's there.
What's there? Unless you live around there.
Yeah. Let sleeping dogs lie.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very seldom.
Yes. Do you have any input?
No, other than the G areas, no. I've been there, I know what's in there.
Anything for public forum?
Open comments.
Open comments, yeah.
You can say, no, thank you.
Bob?
Is Bill Sikorsky still in charge of acquiring the funds for the dam project? And if so, have we heard anything from him?
My understanding, he's been in contact. I haven't heard from him this week or last week.
I think it'd be good to get
An update from Bill.
I think the information you guys last meeting was out of date. I don't believe that was current.
Oh, okay.
I'd gotten it that day.
No, but I don't think that was the current status.
Okay, we need to get the current status.
Well,
I know Al Corwin from Hatch and Bill have been talking, and they said they were going to call me either the end of this week or the first part of next week for an update.
Well, get Bill to write an update or
we need an email. We'd like an email about the update.
When was the last time you spoke with him? What was the date of that? What was the outcome? What are they saying? Are they saying we need anything else? And if we do, what is it that we need?
Right.
And now, who is it that he's speaking to so that we can track it?
I just think that now that the budget is done, we now should be hearing something. The last time that I looked at my email back in the fall, supposedly the check was in the mail. Well, it must have been coming by Pony Express because the check came here. Yeah, came from China. Yeah. So I think it would be nice if we got something, all of us emailed, an update. And I think we should be hearing something, either yay or nay.
Good question.
Yeah. Michelle?
That's state.
On this trail one with the people trying to put in new docks, isn't there still a moratorium on this lake?
Well, that's what Dave said.
Well, there's a moratorium, but I think that moratorium, I don't know how long. No, the moratorium is on back lot.
Lot docks.
On back lot.
On back lot.
Not on lakefront docks. So you can have, if you have a lakefront, and you want to put.
So these people that want docks are lakefront owners?
No, they're not the back lot.
So that moratorium.
That was my point exactly, yes. And we have to follow our own.
Yeah, with these backlot people that I talked to, the one that's paying almost $6,000 in taxes. I mean, well, just in the backlot. I'm going to get back into it. What I'm saying is,
that's a good question for our policies. Right. We're going to be looking at policies. Yeah. So one of the policies we should look at is the moratorium.
Right. I'd like to.
So we'll put it in our policy meeting.
I'd like to put it in there.
it should be addressed. It's been going on for years.
But, I mean, if that, that moratorium was dated back in 92, or maybe...
Oh, you know what?
Years ago.
That moratorium is back before the sticker was born.
Okay, I was issued a dock after that. I was issued a dock.
They put it in and out over the years.
I found a spot, I was issued a dock. And there was something else that was written after '92, I guess.
I think before we go changing anything with the backlot with docks, we need to have a study. Maggie, you went to that FOLA meeting. Remember they were talking about boat traffic on the lakes and studies of... And I think we need that before we go changing anything.
Did the representatives that went on behalf of the district prepare any kind of report from that meeting at all, or anybody?
I just gave a verbal report.
Sometime I meant to leave, so...
So I think that's, before we go changing any policy, I would like to have a study done of, I think it's called Lake Capacity, Maggie?
Yeah, I think that's what...
I think it was called Lake Capacity. And see, given the square footage of our lake, given the amount of boat traffic, whether we are at maximum capacity.
I think there was a study done by RG&E probably back in the 70s that we were at capacity, what they considered back then.
Is that something the...
So we need an update study.
Yeah, is that something the Federation of Lakes?
Yeah. Exactly.
So is that something the Federation of Lakes
keeps numbers on? Well, I've got the names and contacts of the gentleman who presented the plan. I'll speak with them and see. I'll follow up if you'd like me to.
Yes, I think that would be good. Before we go changing anything, let's find out what capacity we're at.
And what the capacity, what the ratio was. Mm-hmm. It was, I think you'll be shocked at how little it, how overcrowded this lake actually is.
I think so. I agree with you, Maggie. I think you're going to find that also.
And I believe the moratorium on the docks, that was put in 96, I think. Mm-hmm. The moratorium on the backlot docks.
So
the last one.
If we can get that contact person, and then we can get a cost and all of that before we go changing that policy, I think we need to do that study.
Okay. We'll put that into our agenda when we look at policies.
Okay.
Okay. So if we do find out this lake is overloaded with docks, and are we going to stop everyone from building docks in the future? Or are we, I'm just saying if it's...
You know what? Those are questions we can't even begin to
answer. No, I understand that. But we're going to have to get in the correct... We're going to have to start to decide, are we going to take over that correct? Or are we going to let them continue building more and add some more traffic?
You mean Ryan's?
Both of them.
Well, we can't... We have no jurisdiction.
I know that. I understand it. But it still does add... But I mean, if we are overloaded, mm-hmm. we are going to have to do something to stop...
I don't know.
Oh, we can then do what other lakes do and impose a complete speed limit on the lake, restrict it to 5-10 miles an hour all day long. Then you won't have to worry about the traffic. And, you know, there are some lakes out there when they get overcrowded, that's what they do.
Yeah. Jan.
It needs a little study.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Nothing, Jan. So.
Just two brief things.
Wait a minute, was that my time? Because I answered your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you did. I'm sorry.
I answered your question. Yeah. That wasn't my time.
Okay.
On the policies, just keep in mind that the fishing boats have gotten much bigger than what they intended with the free...
It says 25 horse. That's how they define it.
Right.
That's it. 25 horse is under. Other than that, you pay...
The sign doesn't read... And that's what I'm saying. The sign doesn't read that.
The sign is going to say what this is. That's
because,
what we need to what it's going to be.
Right. What it's going to be.
A 21-foot IO, just because the guy's got a couple of downriggers and a depth finder, he wants to call it a fishing boat.
No, that doesn't fly. It's by horsepower.
Those Bassmasters and Lund boats come in there, and it says fishing boats, you know...
We're
over 25.
The sign change.
Over 25 is $4 for a fishing boat.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This guy that came in on 20 yards.
What was your other point, man?
That was what I wanted to bring up about the fishing boats.
Yeah, we know that. We're
well, it wasn't discussed earlier, so I just wanted to confirm it.
Joe.
In the last meeting, we didn't have an open forum, and I didn't get to express exclusive use from the 1450 line to the water's edge, and that there's no, not a public right-of-way to waterfront property. But at the end, it seemed as though I was getting connected into the, some of the situation, which I don't understand down in Hudson Bay at all. I want to keep my situation individual and personal to me, and I don't want to be connected to anyone else.
Well, it's one lake. Everybody lives and dies by the same rules.
Well, it could be different.
What was your second point?
Second thing, I'd like to know about the Lake District taxes, how they were determined. I talked to Bill Zabel, and basically all he said is he gives your budget to someone somewhere, and nobody seems, the assessor doesn't seem to know the clerk and Kenny Adia doesn't seem to have an answer. And actually, when he was talking in the fall, the amount was supposed to be up somewhere around 5%. Well, my taxes personally, I know my assessment went up 40%, but my taxes went from, let's say for argument's sake, 200 to 550. And my assessment went up 40%, but the tax rate per thousand went up 40%. I mean,
is your question specifically on
how is it determined?
Lake District's tax or
Lake District? Just Lake District tax.
Our budgets go to the towns, and the towns submit it to the county, who does all the county actually sends out all the tax bills. Okay, and then or they prepare them, they give them back to the towns, and the towns.
I think I knew that, and so, I'm trying to figure out who. Who's generating? Can Mr. Zabo generate some information as how that was determined and how they? Usually, when you increase an assessment, the tax rate per thousand stays the same or goes down. Then they don't both go up to the point where my taxes went three times. I went up 136%.
What went up 136%?
The Lake District tax. For my house. I knew the assessment went up.
It's because your assessment went up, and no, your taxes don't go down, they go up. Huh?
Ours based on, as part of the Lake District, I guess I don't know this, part of the Lake District taxation is based on value.
On your assessment, sure.
So our budget goes to the two towns. The two towns approve it. It goes to the county.
So in order to
go
to the budget, they know what the value is, and they just divide it out and say, then for this to happen, it has to be 0.03%.
Right.
And it gets,
well, and there's a formula, too.
There's a formula
Could he
check with, it's generated somewhere
well,
in Belmont,
I don't believe
I take
that
it.
Anyone from either town could not give you that answer. That's BS.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just talked to the clerk, Mrs. Lendl, down there. And she says it's generated, we just generate a check and send it to the Lake District. And somewhere in Belmont, somewhere, the Tax and Finance Committee, I guess, generates this. But the tax rate per thousand also went up from 1.6 to 3.1 per thousand, along with the assessment going up in Canyon and Dia.
Last year they went through a real bit.
His assessment went
up. No, my assessment went up. I expected that was going to raise it too.
Right.
Yeah.
But did you also go through a reevaluation?
Yeah, they did.
Well,
they went to 100%.
But that's also why it all changed.
Right. No, I expected the assessment to add some to that. But I didn't expect that.
The Lake District would also change?
Well, the rate per thousand also changed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That went up 40%. So what you're doing is, when Bill started talking about his budget that we were expecting 5%, I expected more with my increased assessment. I didn't expect it to, and actually it's right on the tax bill that it's went up 136%. That doesn't seem reasonable. I mean, maybe he can. Maybe he's got some contact. He can call somebody and find out why that happened. I'd be glad to give him a copy of my property taxes. It's just just an answer.
All I can tell you is it was 5%, because last year we collected $200,000. Mm-hmm. This year we collected $210,000.
Yeah,
that concludes.
It went up 5%. I don't know what Belmont does. You're going to have to go down there to the treasurer's office and deal with them. We know that what we raised taxes for the Lake District went up 5%. Our budget the year before was $200,000. We added 5%, which was $210,000. And we have our budget. You can come to any of our budget hearings. You know, I can't tell you, you know, all these other numbers. I can't tell you that.
You know, maybe you need to go first to the county and ask them. Into the taxation.
Anything for processing that or anything, would they?
No.
No, it's how they do the formula.
It's their
assessment. Yeah, and then there's this, the tax rate, and the tax rate is blank, point, but it just goes on forever. It's, I don't know, but what we told you is what we gave you.
They need to explain the formula.
Yeah, right.
And maybe somebody that's down there.
Didn't Rushford get hit with the increase?
Yes, it did. Yes, exactly, yes, you're right.
That's because they went to they reevaluated to become 100%.
Because if they don't, then the towns get fined.
Well, they don't.
State aid gets withheld or something.
State aid is withheld if they didn't go to real value assessment. And they went to real value assessment. Mm-hmm. What happens is they get statistics of what things are selling at and what they're assessed at. And that differential starts getting spread, and that's the equalization rate. They start losing money based on a low equalization rate. So to get it back to 100%, they have to go through that reevaluation to get it at current real value. But how they come up the rate is a formula. And maybe I can understand that somebody at the town wouldn't understand what that is, so go to the county.
Thank you. Was there a meeting with lawyers with the Hutton Bay?
Scheduled for Monday morning.
Okay, are the doctors going to have anything to say about this?
What?
I mean, are we going to be able to participate in anything?
The meeting on Monday morning will be with the Young's attorney and the RLRD's attorney, because first we have to find out the rights of the landowner. And then after that has been settled, then we'll be looking at the docs. And that's all going to be discussed Monday night in executive session.
That's going to be an executive session, so we won't know what's discussed then, right?
Not until we make a decision.
Sir?
My name's Ron Waldman. I own some property over on Low Road, and I recently sold it on land contract. Okay. They tell me that the guy that bought Dick...
Brad Coon.
Right.
You're
wants to tear my dock down and says I do not own that no more. Well, I bought that property in 91 off Howard Miller, and he showed me right exactly what I own for a dock, and I got a permit, and I don't know who was in here at that time give me a permit. We draw the drawing. I do not have a record of it to prove that I had a permit. But we built the dock. It's been there for all these years. And now they tell me they're just going to take it away from me.
First of all, let me assure you, it's not going to be torn out.
Well, I stopped there tonight on the way over to see if it's still there.
Yeah, it is. we have already made the decision that the land has to be surveyed, first of all. I've checked with the town, and there is a right-of-way road that is not owned by anybody except the town.
Yeah, but there's like three other docks down there, too.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. We've got a lot of questions, and we're going to have to go into executive and decide that, but nothing's going to be done right away.
Well, the value of that, it's a house, it's a mobile home that sits right there in the back of the property.
Right, yeah.
And the value of that without that dock probably cuts it right in two.
The value of it without a dock.
If it does not, you have no place to go on the lake, what value is that trailer?
I don't think that's him.
What's that?
Do you agree with me?
I absolutely agree with you, and you have a dock
the lake.
Okay.
I don't believe that is going, I don't believe that is going to change.
Okay, that's what I came over here for, I didn't come over here to be...
You will probably still have a dock on the lake. Whether it's exactly where it is right now may be different, but you will end up with a...
Well, if they move it around in that corner, then there's a little ditch that comes down through there, and there's a bunch of muck that comes down through there.
Yeah, well, some things get cleaned up. Plant a few flowers.
There, we've had a lot of situations like yours, okay? We're trying to take them situation one at a time to clean up problems that were created from the past, okay? We're being fair.
Your dock would not be removed without your being noticed.
Right.
Okay?
It's not going to be a midnight...
You would have to be notified before your dock is removed. If it were removed without you being notified, then it would be done illegally. Okay?
I sold that property to John Flag on contract. He called me last fall, he had problems with the blade and put it in the marshal. And then Flag until May this year, hopefully he's going to...
Well, nothing will be done without you knowing about it.
I appreciate that very much. That's all I got.
Dale?
I'd like to address the issue of the dock. Dave, I don't know what Dave is, I don't know what he has against me, but we did repair that. There's a perpendicular board that we placed from the end back this way to shore up the end of that dock. That's what you told me to do, is cover that up.
Can I say something? We've already covered this.
No, you haven't. I've got 3 minutes. I don't care.
We have a minute, actually.
I've got 3 minutes.
But the board...
You're wasting my time.
The board decided that a letter's going to be issued, and you might want to...
I am defending myself. I have the right to defend myself. I never got a letter from the board to answer Kathy's question.
No, we just decided tonight to send you a letter.
You are going to give me 30 days. It's already been repaired.
Then respond to it. It hasn't failed. Then respond to it.
Yeah, I did what you told me to do. I put a board on it. I put a board, and then I also built a ramp up to the dock. I built it, you saw the ramp? Up to the dock to get you onto the dock?
The dock is at an angle.
You told me last year to cover up the end board. I did that.
No, we told you to level off the dock. The dock was unsafe the way it was.
No, you told me to cover the hole at the end of the dock, which I did.
Dale, I did that. And the
way Bill! Bill, you were there.
Bill, was that dock today, was it safe?
Dude, we have it in writing. It solves the whole problem.
Yes,
what
we need
did
it in
we
writing.
Have in writing.
Okay.
Verbal agreements will not cut it. We have to have it in writing.
Dale, I have nothing against you. I treat everyone the same.
We're fine. Go back through the records and find the letters.
There's no letter.
What it says.
There is no letter. I didn't receive a letter. We did that overhand.
We just decided tonight to send you a letter for 30 days. You need to respond to that is why. Don't waste our time now because you have 30 days to respond to this. You can put yourself on the agenda. You're like telling us stuff that we're not going to respond to right now.
We need to find the original documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What the original application says, what the original...
I mean, this is the going on with Dr. Joe.
Putting it in verbal is not going to do it.
We went down there, Brad and I were down there on an inspection, and I know that we told you what had to be done down there. And I'm almost positive. Rhonda, do you remember writing a letter?
No problem.
You remember the issue?
Yes. And there was a letter sent at one time.
No, that letter, Rhonda, came when Rick Pajeski was on the board. When Rick was on the board.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was a year ago or 2 years ago.
Two.
But there was a letter sent.
Two. And Rick okayed it.
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
But he didn't do it in writing, correct?
I can't remember. I don't know.
We need to go back to the records and see if there was something in writing in the minutes where things were okay. So we need to find the written, because something would have been brought up at a meeting
and that would have been in the minutes, or recorded. It might also be on in a recording.
You need to come down, Dave, and explain to me.
Okay.
What you want.
One second. Dick and Getty, tomorrow we're going to have two stops, we're going to have three tomorrow. We're going to go to the Trail to the Traffic. Okay?
So we're starting at 10
at Trail 1? We're going to start at Trail 1, we're going to go to the beach, we're going to launch, and then we're going to go to Dale's.
Can I go in Trail 1?
I won't be there. I'm on my way to North Carolina in the morning, so just so you know, I won't be there.
We'll have it. I just want to show them.
I am putting in writing.
I want to throw out something too. Back in the early 90s, the Board of Commissioners used to go out on the boat and they videotaped. And that was a valuable tool when you wanted to go back and check these things. You might want to take a photograph or videotaping or something again.
I have my camera. I can take some pictures.
Because then you can tell when a dock's battered or a hoist has been put in or the break wall's falling in.
I have pictures of pieces break wall.
When I get down to the water.
I noticed them the other day. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I think they talked about Rhonda was just doing, like, just before the water went down, doing a video, just a video of the whole shoreline.
Right.
Put it away. The next spring, you get proof if anything was done through the winter.
All right. I am going to entertain a motion. Did someone, Dave, you wanted to go into executive to discuss?
Discuss legal matters.
Legal matters.
Can I have my 2 minutes in open forum? I sing in a choir, and there is a concert on May 3rd. I'd like to invite anyone they would like. It's pretty highbrow. It's the Orchard Park Chorale. They sing in Orchard Park. The concert's $10. It's quite good. Thank you. That was my bit.
That's very nice.
And I actually have rehearsals on Monday night, and I just realized she said you're going to be in the executive session on Monday night.
Yeah, so
that's 2 before the concert. I won't miss it because I think it was at 4 o'clock. Anyhow, that's fine. If we need to reschedule. I don't miss it.
And I'm going to be. We could record it, and I'm going to.
Gene's going to have to be there then.
Huh?
Gene's going to.
Yes, he is. Well, I can't be there anyway for the one legal matter, but I will be there for the other legal matter. So very nice. Congratulations. Okay. All right. I need a second.
What are we doing?
We're going into executive. I need a second for legal matters. All in favor? Thank you. And I've got to remove myself if you want to be talking about it.